This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and you know, being part of the conversation as a whole. Not kind of, sort of, but as a whole. Okay, I usually don't do this kind of thing, but I'm going to. And you're just going to have to deal with me for a minute. But I want you to listen to this, and then I want to make a comment.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Now, if you were sitting for that, I mean, kneeling for that, shut up. Get off the radio. Stop listening to my show. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. And I'm not gonna beat on the football players. People have done that enough. It's one of my favorite renditions, by the way, along with Whitney Houston's. I love the one that Whitney Houston did. So, you know, just really... She didn't do it for the entertainment of it. You look at her face when she's singing that song. That song means something to her. Oh, my God, a black female. And it wasn't an oppressive flag. So I want some of you to think about what that song represents, what the anthem represents, what it means for real. And when you see all those coffins come back that have flags on them, they died, and some of you are going to go, some of you idiots are going to go, they died for no reason, we shouldn't be over in Afghanistan. Beside the point. They died protecting people's freedom. They died because they wanted others to have the freedom that they have in this country. Now, don't get mad at me. I want you to hear me out. Some of you sports freaktoids. Okay? ESPN has announced... The network won't show the national anthem on Monday Night Football anymore. the players are kneeling during that same anthem that you just said you love, that you understand what it stood for, what it stands for. My wife and I, well, look, we're not saints, but we have given up. We have stopped going to. We have stopped dealing with places that are against basic patriotic principles. Tony Dungy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that might be right.
It is.
Oh, God, perfect. Oh, see, I lost my... All right. New ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro told reporters Friday that the network does not plan to revise or televise the national anthem as part of the Monday Night Football broadcast. Why, is football now global? Pete Pitaro, who was hired on March 5th following the abrupt departure of John Skipper, told reporters at a media event on ESPN's campus in Bristol, Connecticut, that the network has not previously shown the national anthem during Monday Night Football broadcast and does not have plans to change it, at least not in the immediate future. I bet you if they did, you think if they did a global anthem, they would play that? You think they go back to playing it then or what? According to Axios, Pitaro also said that ESPN has informed the league of its plans as a courtesy given their partnership. Earlier, he had told reporters that he had spent much of his youth, or young tenure at ESPN, I'm sorry, working to strengthen the company's relationship with the NFL. ESPN pays about $2 billion per year for the right to broadcast Monday Night Football. Demonstrations during the national anthem have become a hot-button issue. No kidding. And it's not a hot-button issue because it's sports. You're allowed to make the kind of money you make. You're allowed to play in this country. You're allowed to do what you want to do. You football players were not handpicked by the government like it happens in other countries. You only get to play the sports the government thinks you're good at and allows you to play. But here, that oppressive flag, this oppressive country that you take a knee over, allows you to make all that $1 billion and more. Isn't that great? Players described the demonstrations as a means of protesting police brutality, racial inequality. But again, look at it. I'm the white guy in the room, and every time I say something about this, some of you go like ballistic in the brain. Larry Elder, a black man, in case you didn't know. And not just Larry Elder, this is others, but Larry does the best job of breaking down how dishonest that those lines are. And I'll find the link for it eventually. I'll put it up on the website or the Facebook page, and you can check it. Facebook, I'll probably pull it down, but whatever. We'll hit this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You know, if I'm younger, I could shake my head like that, you know? And never get a headache. You know, you're getting older when you shake your head like that, and you're like, well, okay, I got to stop. Get a little dizzy. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. You know, it's like a minor love fest, right? I mean, I really do. I don't know you all. Some of you drop into the chat rooms, the different chat rooms, and you discuss or you send me emails, and I so much appreciate that. More than you even know. And I appreciate the kind of words you say about the show. And, you know, in today's environment, it would be easy in today's environment. This is going to come out wrong, but I'll do the best I can. To throw your hands up and go, you know what? I don't want to do this. you know, it doesn't pay like it used to. You know, and we don't all do it just for the money, but you know, I got a big body, I got to feed it, right? And we're all getting pummeled. We're all having to, and I say we're all, guys like me and Steve Deese, if you know who that is, and a few others, you're always having to explain yourself and fight yourself back on Twitter or Facebook or wherever. And then, you know, Tammy and I have talked about this on Facebook. What was it? We get hundreds of thousands of reach every hour, and we get tens of thousands of people would see the show. And now we struggle, and it's not like we struggle. Look, nobody, no matter who you are, sucks so bad that they go from 40,000 one day in views to like 5 the next. All right? It just doesn't happen that way, unless you're Pee Wee Herman. But other than that, I mean, think about it. So we saw this happening. We start focusing more on terrestrial radio because, really, we'll get the message out. I'll get the message out any way I need to, and I don't care where, how, who, or when. I do Facebook. Frankly, guys, if it was up to me, I'd cut out the Facebook. I'd cut out all that garbage because we spend more time fighting it than we do getting the message out on it. But there's enough of you, still is enough of you on there, listening and appreciating, so we keep it going. But, you know, it costs to keep it going. And, again, I'm not trying to be a TV preacher, but it does. It costs to keep to get the message out there. So it's kind of like buy the stuff in the online store. You can donate direct to the show through Patreon. I mean, there's a dozen ways. I don't care. Some of you I know personally. I don't, you know, we're not good friends, but I know money's a little tight. You know, the difference is, if you don't have the money, then take that wonderful email list you have and tell your friends to listen to tune into the show, right? Call the local radio stations where you might, we're not on the air there, and get them to pick up the show as well. And we make it so easy for a radio station to pick up the show, it's almost unfathomable that they wouldn't pick it up. But we believe we have a decent message. I'm not crushing politics 24/7. It bores me to death. I love these crazy stories. I really do. I love the stories where people go, that can't be happening. And it is. I love the stories on college campuses. And if some of you who've been listening for a period of time, is this going to be our 10th year coming up or no? Am I on drugs? It's, what was it, 2009, I think, was the first, yeah. June of 2009 was our first show. It was supposed to be our only show. I was filling in for somebody. But we started off doing a whole bunch of stuff, but the social issues, the stuff when I was telling you, look what's happening on college campuses, guys. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. And I was saying it back then. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not a genius. I just believe myself to have lots of common sense. And when you start letting these liberal professors on these college campuses 24/7 feeding your kids garbage, eventually it's going to stick. Now, some of you will say, well, no, my kids know better. Well, your kids might know better. Right? But what does the Bible say about faith? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Well, let me tell you what. A lack of faith, no faith, garbage thinking comes from not hearing the word of God on a regular basis. And look, the word of God, I've gotten in some conversations with some of you, it's not chapter and verse all the time. Sometimes the word of God is simply how you're living out your life, what you're doing for other people, how you're treating other people. I love these people who throw, well, you're a Christian. You know, Jesus said this, and they go through all these love portions. Love is patient, kind, yada, yada, yada. Okay, great. So the guy who taught nothing about love was ripping up the merchants there at the temple. What that had to do with love? When he saw an injustice, he took care of it. When the adulterous woman, when he caught her, what did he tell her? Oh, hey, sorry to rain on your parade, and, I know you were having fun, and since they're all gone, go back and have some more fun, right? No, what did he say? Go back and sin no more. So apparently, unless Jesus was toking the coke too, right? I mean, apparently what she was doing was sin, or he wouldn't have said, go sin no more. And this isn't to nail some of you, so to speak. This is just saying, look, you got to use common sense with this stuff. You got to think this stuff through. So over the years, we have probably, as some of you know, we've switched more to social issues. What's going on in college campuses? What's going on in church? How? The craziness behind how somebody could pay tuition for a Christian Christian school, a Christian college, and then get offended by what? A cross. I'm telling you, listen, if you go to a Christian college and you're offended by a cross, or you're offended because they say that you know, marriage is between a man and woman, you have some real serious issues between the ears, and maybe you should take that money and go see a peace psychiatrist before you go back to school. You might be a danger to those around you. We've lost, I'm just rambling, we have lost all sense, common sense. We've lost all sense of reality. What I feel is true. That's what we've been taught, or they've been taught. I had a friend of mine today, I mean, he grabbed me going down the hall, and he said, I got to ask you a question. He said, do you subscribe to the fact that the generation before ours was the great generation? Was the greatest, you know, they call it, what do they call that, the greatest generation? And I said, I don't know, do you mean like my dad or his dad, my grandfather? Because I think that if you really look at history, right, my grandfather's generation had the pride of not taking from the government, not living off the government, making it on your own, working hard to make a life for yourself, and not just scrape by, but actually to make a life for yourself in this country, because this country was so great. My mother and father, probably a little less, because they were reaping the rewards of this great country based on what their parents had done for them. However, most of them, I mean, I don't know, maybe yours didn't, mine did, they understood the value of hard work and hard labor and doing the right thing and being good people. And that would get you far. Right? My parents never, when a teacher called my house, my parents never said, come on, let's go down there. That teacher's picking on you. No. My dad would look at me and say, hey, what did you do in school today? Some of you know that feeling. And after I changed my pants and my underwear, we went to school the next day. Today, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break if you care. Boy, it's so much of the story I was on. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The jury in the Paul Manafort tax and bank fraud trial has wrapped up for the week. Attorney Kevin Downing.
The jury went home early. We're happy to continue deliberating on Monday. We're happy to see that they're doing so. And everyone, have a great weekend.
President Donald Trump, outside his waiting helicopter in Washington, defended his former campaign chairman before taking off for a fundraiser in the Hamptons.
He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The judge in the fraud trial revealed Friday he has received threats over the case. He now travels with U.S. Marshals. He won't release the jurors' names, fearing they may also face threats. Manafort faces 18 counts of bank and tax fraud related to his work before joining the Trump campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know what? It's I love these guys. And I do love this guy, and I know you guys do too. Evan, say it. He is texting me while we're talking here. And he sends me something about an event he has. And We'll post this up. We'll talk about this later. He's going to come on next week. He's doing a comedian tour, a comedic tour. I don't know, whatever it's called, right? Called the Irredeemable Deplorable. an afternoon of political. Wow, can we start all over again?
You probably should.
What?
You probably should.
Just lost everybody because they have no idea what I'm talking about. Because neither do I. All right. Let's start all over again. I'm Joe Mustaine, your host. Listen to Real Title of DC Love. I always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Evan Say It has been texting me during the show, and which he loves to do because he knows I can't call him. I think he doesn't like to talk to me on the phone. But he's doing another little comedic night called The Irredeemable Deployable, all right? It's an afternoon of political comedy with Evan Say It. Now, you know what? I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually opened for him once. And I always tease him. I always say, you know, the reason you don't let me do it anymore is because I was funnier than you. Anyway, which is probably why he doesn't return my phone calls. But anyway, it's going to be the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club on September 2nd at 4 p.m. So if you're if you're in California, not South California, but north of Los Angeles, Ventura County, beautiful place, lots of beautiful places along the coast there. Evan Say It'll be playing. And we'll give you the links where you can go. Always appreciate it. And he'll be on to promote the show probably next week. And it looks like, see, I hate saying this because every time I do it kind of jinxes it. But Ann Coulter will be joining us next week as well. She's pushing her new book. And we'll talk to her a little bit about what's going on and really how she feels about Trump. If she now she was never a Trump lover, even though she would call it for real, but she'd say the same thing. You know, she's not like a big fan of his, but she knew he was going to win. As many of us did, and some of you who just tuned into the show recently, I wasn't like head over heels in love with Donald Trump. I wasn't like Trump. I was a Scott Walker guy. But when I saw Trump dealing with those people, when I saw Trump handling those people in the crowd, if you would, and how he was dealing with the 16 morons that he was running against, or 15 of them, I guess, I have no other way to say it, because really, they let, and I know some of you are really in love with Trump, but let's think about this. They let a political novice beat the pants off of 15 seasoned political veterans. And he didn't beat them with these deep, profound thoughts. He'd look at him and go, "You're stupid. You're lazy." Right? I mean, four words. Take them down to their knees. I go, "This guy's a genius." I mean, they haven't been talked to like that. You know, I like that. I used to tell the story. I like to tell the joke about when I was a kid, and I wonder if he listens to the show. Hope to God he doesn't listen to the show, because he... What?
Don't say anything. You don't want anybody to know.
Well, I won't say his name, but he's going to know it. I was in high school, and this kid walked up to me. I was at 7-Eleven just coming out, and we went to the same high school. He didn't like me at all, for a lot of reasons. He didn't like me. And I probably was not a likable character in high school. But he said, "You know, Messina, I'm going to do blah, blah, you know, he's going to tell you what he's going to do to you because he wants you to pee your pants or whatever it is they do." And I looked at him. I said, why do you want to do that? "Because you're going to beat the crap out of me. I'll be home for a couple of days. I'll get better. I'll come out. I'll put a pipe or a 2x4 in my trunk. You'll be in a parking lot alone someday. Then I'll beat you up with the pipe and the 2x4. Then you'll go to the hospital, and then you'll get out of the hospital, and then you'll find me in a... And this will go on for years. Do you really want to do that?" And he was just drunk enough to look at me and, like, he was totally lost in the conversation. Almost like he got stuck. Right? The brain kind of froze and locked up. I was surprised he was still breathing kind of thing. Long enough for me to get into my car and get the heck out of there. You know what I'm saying? It's like that with some of these people when you're dealing with them. So I want to finish up what I was talking about, about the parents and where we're at. And this fellow that was asking me about what we've done to our kids and you know, were our parents the greatest generation? No, I think the generation before our parents were greater. I think our parents were great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, think about that. Think about them that went in and fought these wars and fought for us and were willing to work hard for us. But you look at a lot of today's parents, the kids that they've raised. You know, we talked about this the other night. You've got that 28-year-old out of New York who thinks that she's a genius and the world revolves around her. Some of you parents spent years now telling your kids how wonderful they are. They're the greatest thing since sliced bread or the greatest thing to come along since the wheel. And they're not. They can't even tie their own shoes. You had to buy them Velcro straps because they couldn't figure out how to tie their own shoes. I mean, really. We had to put off and on the buttons because nobody could figure out that up was on and down was off like it is everywhere. That was a hard thing to do. I mean, seriously, think about the things that we've made. They say it's made life easier. I don't think it's made life easier. Some things have, yeah, don't get me wrong, but a lot of things haven't. I used to joke that the pagers were electronic leashes, and these phones now, it's supposed to make your life easier. You're supposed to be able to respond faster, get things done. Now people get upset with you. They give you a text message, and what? 3.5 minutes later, like, "What are you, dead? How come you're not responding? Are you going to..." Like, I don't need this. So I tell people, you text me, I'm going to respond when I respond. You want to call me like in the old-fashioned days? Yeah, if I can pick up the phone, I will. And I'm one of those guys, you call me and I'm in the bathroom or headed for, I ain't picking it up. You know what I mean? It ain't happening. So, when you think, how do you teach your kids responsibility when you're doing pretty much everything for them? When you save them from getting in trouble? You know what? Your kid gets it. Your kid gets in trouble. Something goes sideways with your son or daughter. Let them tough it out. Let them have to deal with a judge. Let them have to talk with a judge or somebody in authority. I'm serious. I'm dead. How are they going to learn about that? So now you can stand by their side. You can be there with them. But don't bail them out. Let them go through some of these things so they see how uncomfortable it is. These kids picked up on a D. Some of these kids would get picked up on a DUI or go to jail for a couple of days. Let me tell you what. It's like, I ain't doing that again. Boy, what does this have to do with ESPN? That's what I started off with. Anyway, always talking about the spoiled brats that make $11 million a year. That's what it was all about. You know that ESPN pays about $2 billion dollars a year to broadcast the Monday Night Football. Demonstrations during the national anthem, they've become a hot-button issue for the NFL over the last few years. Now, I know where I was going with this. Because I was saying, some of you, are you willing to give it up? I'm not joking. I'm just saying, are you willing to give it up? Are you willing to show ESPN and others how unhappy you are about this? Because they only understand one thing. The wallet. Right? And I think, here's what I think. When there are, boycotts, whatever you want to call them, when the left boycotts a place that has conservative values, we should only go there to eat. We should only go there to buy our clothes. We should only go there to buy our wedding cakes or cakes in general. We should show them how much buying power we actually have. I actually got a fight with a conservative over the fact that she felt that if we boycotted liberal businesses or businesses that didn't agree with us or gave money to the wrong organizations, we were taking work away from people. People wouldn't be able to work, and they wouldn't be able to pay their bills. You know, they could go to work somewhere else, or that company will step up and make the changes it needs to make. If you keep coddling them, they won't change anything. Nothing will change. And we've had this conversation a million times when it comes to minimum wage and how really minimum wage is of no effect whatsoever. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A couple of nitwits.
Five seven three two five five six three. You know, I meant to hit these earlier, but I got so stuck on none of the stories. It's pathetic how much I got involved in that. I couldn't get away from it. California will soon end a lifetime registration. Yeah, Jerry Brown just thinks this stuff makes so much sense, and I don't know how. I don't know how many hits off the crack pipe it takes for this to make sense. He openly admits he was a drug user in the 70s. It's now coming back to haunt him and the rest of us. Thousands of Californians will be allowed to take their names off the state registry of sex offenders as a result of an action that Governor Jerry Brown took on Friday. Brown signed legislation that would end lifetime listings for lower-level offenders judged to be of little risk. Now, here's the problem. A lot of those offenders plead down to begin with. Offenders can file petitions to be removed from the registry beginning in 2021. The measure was introduced at the request of Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey and other law enforcement officials, who said the registry, which has grown to more than 105,000 names, is less used to investigators investigating new sex crimes because it's so bulky, right? Because they can't do searches, right? They can't do... You like that, right? I guess we should get rid of registering to vote because that list has gotten very bulky, too. It's just amazing. Seriously. So apparently, their computer systems cannot sort on types of crimes, names, areas, and that kind of stuff. California Sex Offender Registry is broken, which undermines the public safety, according to Senator Scott Wiener out of San Francisco, who introduced the bill. This guy's behind all these crazy bills. But it'll go through. And it'll go through because the Dems don't care. They're just going to keep pounding this stuff. You know, the California legislators, you got to look at what they're doing. You really have to look at some of the crazy bills that they put through. The registry currently requires law enforcement officials to spend hours on paperwork for annual evaluations of every offender, including the low-risk kind, some who have not committed crimes for decades. So why update them? They haven't done anything wrong. Why update them? I want to know where these guys are hanging out. I want to know where they live. You know, I don't know, but I haven't sat in the room long enough to know why this is a problem. And Brown won't comment on it. He said, I've already spoken about this. Move on. Have a nice day. He once said that SB 384 proposes thoughtful and balanced reforms that allow prosecutors and law enforcement to focus their resources on tracking sex offenders who pose a real risk to public safety, rather than burying officers and paperwork that has little public benefit. Again, do they have computers? The measure was opposed by many Republicans, lawmakers, and Aaron Runyon, who in 2002 founded the Joyful Child Foundation in Orange County. It was a group for victims after the abduction, molestation, and murder of her 5-year-old daughter, Samantha. Runyon said parents should be able to check a comprehensive registry to see if potential teacher, youth league coach, or babysitter for the child has ever been convicted of a sex crime. Do you want, let's see how many of you really love your kids, do you want somebody who was convicted of a sex crime 8 years ago, 10 years ago, with little kids, to be babysitting your child, to be teaching at youth league? California is one of four states that require lifetime registration of sex offenders. The others are Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. Well, why not have them, look it, if they haven't committed a crime, put them in a different tier. You don't have to update them every year. Right? The new law signed by Brown creates a tiered registry with high-risk offenders on the registry for life, others able to petition to be removed after either 10 or 20 years without reoffending, depending on the offense. Offenses for which registrants can be removed from the list after 20 years include rape by deception. What the heck is that? And lewd and lascivious behavior with a child under 14. Rape by deception. No, you don't have a clue either. Oh, please. It's good. Thank God I haven't eaten recently. Offenders who petition for removal after 10 or 20 years will be assessed by a judge with input from local district attorney who can grant or deny a petition. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, Wiener is a gay rights activist and said it's unfair that the registry includes the names of people caught having consensual sex in parks decades ago. You are not. Right? And it says that the law enforcement often targeted gay men for enforcement. Look. God, I love this stuff. So, I guess having sex in the park's okay, right? Yeah, in front of whatever. How can you be picked up for sex crimes if there's two consenting adults in a park? A judge would slap you on the hand, maybe give you a fine for being drunk, disorderly, or you know, being undressed in public, whatever the rule is. You're not a sex offender unless you're having sex with a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old, for that matter, or a 15-year-old. So I think if you were caught in a park where there are kids by a cop having sex and a gay man or whatever was being targeted, maybe they were having sex with underage boys. I'm just putting it out there. You know, this has always confused me. And Harvey Milk's a perfect example of this. And I know some of my gay people who hate me are going to have a problem with this. But I don't understand this. Harvey Milk was, and again, I'm sure the gay community has a lot of heroes it can turn to. How Harvey Milk became a hero? First of all, he wasn't shot or killed because he was gay. He was just, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But here was a guy that, on several occasions, had sex with 16-year-old boys, and he's hailed as a hero. An older man, if an older man had sex with a 16-year-old girl the way he did, they would have been up on rape charges, right? Statutory rape? Might have gone to jail. Definitely would have gone at least to court. But nothing. Why? Taboo to say it? Taboo to talk about? Taboo to bring it up? Why? Again, name him John Smith. I don't care what name you give him. But if you're offended by an older man having sex with a 16-year-old girl, why aren't you offended by an older man having sex with a 16-year-old boy? Sex is sex is sex, according to you guys. And just always been curious about that. California also moving further to the left and off the side of the cliff. They're going to consider a law to eliminate bail. That's right, because, you know, you'll show up, right? California would be the first state to completely end bail for defendants awaiting trial. This would create a whole new system instead of jailed people based on their risk level. The plan calls for most suspects' arrests for nonviolent misdemeanors to be released within 12 hours of being booked, while those facing more serious violent felonies would not be eligible for release at all. But here's what I don't get. Would we be looking at what they pleaded down from? Just asking. We all know they do that. Courts and states, look it. Courts and states, I'm not going to go down that road. Judicial counsel would have a wide latitude to determine whether to release other suspects before trial based on the likelihood they'll return to court. To be released from jail before trial in the current system, many defendants must post bail or property that they can be forfeited if they don't appear. California would be the first state to make such sweeping changes. New Jersey overhauled its pretrial release system in 2017. Right, they dramatically reduced the use of cash bail, but they didn't ban bail, all right. We have backed into our law a system that punishes people, that takes away their liberty, that treats them differently just because they have less money. No. We have a system that punishes people for doing the wrong thing. Does it get it wrong sometimes? Yeah. It takes away their liberty because they did the wrong thing. Right? Do we get it wrong sometimes? Yes. It treats them differently because they did something wrong, not because they have less money. Now, State Senator Bob Hertzenberg says, no, that's not true. He's a Van Nuys Democrat, a local Democrat who authored the bill. Assemblyman Bob Benita, a Democrat from Alameda, also co-authored the bill, said the changes would result in fewer people held in jail before trial. Well, we definitely want them out there having more fun just before they go to jail. The bail industry has argued that eliminating cash bail would take... See, it's not just the bail industry, it's others too. They say the cash bail would take away an essential tool in ensuring defendants show up in court. He's right. If I got nothing to lose and I haven't put up anything, why come back? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Guess what? Black Americans, they're not buying Omarosa's turn against Trump. They're not believing it's true. When we come back, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm John, senior host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Lots more coming up.